celebrate today this feast of the Holy Apostle Saint Bartholomew. And it's recognized that Nathanael in the Gospel of John and Bartholomew are the same person. We see today the calling and conversion of Bartholomew and Nathanael to Christ. And what is really beautiful about this encounter is that, first of all, Philip who comes to tell Nathanael about Jesus. I think it was probably for a lot of us at our own conversion, we heard about Jesus through somebody else, maybe somebody that was quite convicted of Christ. But you have to appreciate Nathanael's response. Can anything good come from Nazareth? He was a bit skeptical, of course. But Philip said, just come and see. Come really to encounter for yourself. Come and see for yourself who this person is. So Nathanael, at the very least, was willing to come to see. I think that's something about quality of him, that he was willing to take the risk of coming to meet Jesus. And Nathanael, beautiful about him, really like blow through all of Nathanael's opinions and ideas and so on and so forth. We sometimes get hung up even with other people, and the person thinks this way, so I don't know if I can relate to you. Or they have this opinion, and so I don't know if we're going to ever connect. But oftentimes, and we know from our own life, that what our opinions are and what we think is not always actually how we live. Those two need to come together more, but sometimes they don't. There's a disconnect. Well, I say I believe this is my opinion about this, but if our life came down to it, I'm not sure we would really stand firm on that opinion or that idea. But when our life is at stake, things become very clear very easily. But Jesus is able to kind of see right through all of that and to see into the heart of Nathanael. And that's what Jesus does with us. That's why it's important in prayer. When we come to prayer, we open our heart to the Lord. That our hearts are open so that we can encounter the Lord at the level of the heart and not just what I'm thinking in my opinions. We need to bring those two before the Lord. But the Lord, he comes into contact with us in our heart. And so he says, well, how do you know me? You know, Nathanael recognized that Jesus wasn't, he just didn't look at him and say, oh, you must be one of them. But rather, he saw something in him that perhaps not many others could see. He saw a true Israelite, where there's no duplicity. He wasn't like, I'm this and I'm that, I'm a chameleon, depending on what crowd I'm with. But saw that this person, even though he had opinions, he didn't think anything good could come from Nazareth, was at least willing to see, was willing to come and see. And then Jesus says, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. And being under the fig tree was an Israelite expression, which basically meant that it was somebody who was reading the Torah, who was reading the law. And so Jesus saw him reading the law. He was searching. He was looking. He was looking for the Lord. And so he now is going to encounter him. All that the prophets and the law that Moses wrote about, he said, it's right here. It's right before him. So Nathanael recognizes that Jesus sees right through all of the fluff sometimes of the opinions. Sees right to his heart. He says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He's able to profess his faith. So in this encounter, I think it reminds us that like Bartholomew or like Nathanael, we come to the Lord, we come to him with an open heart so that we can encounter him on this deeper level. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us probably better than most people know us. And so it's at that very deepest level of our being that the Lord comes to touch us. So it's that he can break through a lot of our own resistance and opinions of things. The last thing to mention about this great saint, Saint Bartholomew, is that, of course, after his encounter with the Lord, he follows Jesus, and he follows him to the end, ultimately giving his life. It is said that he went to various parts of the world, perhaps to India and the Phrygia, and then gave his life by being filleted. So, and if you ever see the Sistine Chapel, or if you go to the Basilica of Saint John Lateran, you see this really neat depiction of Saint Bartholomew holding his skin like it's a garment over his arm, So whether he was thick-skinned or thin-skinned, whatever, it was like a garment he was wearing over. But anyway, he was able to witness his life, to give his life, and that just shows that Jesus penetrated the very depths of his soul. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, gave him the courage to give his life for Christ. So may we encounter the Lord today in the most deepest level of our being. The Lord, if we ask the Lord, how do you know me? He knows us. He knows the very core of who we are.